I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you've listened to this show for any amount of time, you know that we talk a lot about our mental health. Kennedy has shared her journey. She shared with her visit to McLean Hospital years ago. Mm-hmm. You're involved with an organization called Samaritans. Mm-hmm. You sit on the board for them. Mm-hmm. And they have something called Hey Sam that was launched, I think, about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you may have seen the billboards with the phone numbers up.
Yeah,
around the Commonwealth.
Stuff in the tea as well.
Yeah, so it's a mental health support text line for people up to 24 years old. And I was just reading some interesting things about Hey Sam since it launched. They have had over 3,000 text conversations with young people mm-hmm. about their mental health.
Mm-hmm.
They have over 5,000 individuals have used it since mm-hmm. it launched 24 months ago. And almost 4,000 hours of talking with people on Hey Sam.
Yeah, it is a remarkable thing that was put together by these young people for young people. Because, you know, I can talk and talk and talk, but I both literally and figuratively don't speak that language,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going through something, you want to talk to someone who's like you, who has the same experience as you do, who can talk to you, not down at you or around you. And Hey Sam has become such an important place for young people from all over every walk of life in the greater Massachusetts area, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the more I do, the more work you do in this field, like, you know, you're doing good work, but you also realize how much more work there is to be done. Like, suicide is still the second leading cause of death for kids 10 to 14.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna let that sit for a minute.
All right.
'Cause why? And I don't know. I just feel like I'm never doing enough. And I know, you know, we do so much here on the program, but I just feel like there's more that can be done. And I want to do something to help this growing organization that I love so much. But it costs money to do so. It is not a cheap thing, even though it is led by volunteers. It's not. It still costs money. And I thought perhaps we could do something a little stupid or not.
Sold. You have me at stupid.
To
what
raise
do you
some
do?
Money.
Yeah, so we started brainstorming different ideas of what could we do
yeah.
to raise awareness for Hey Sam, but more importantly, raise some funds for Hey Sam.
Yeah.
So you reached out to them. They
yeah.
were like, yes, whatever you
want to
do,
do.
We'll help you.
Yeah.
And I know we're going to be speaking with somebody from Hey Sam
yeah.
in about an hour.
Yes, we are. So they can be a little more, they can give us a little more information and let you know sort of where your monies might go.
Right.
But yeah. So I figured I'd take a walk, a long walk. And if I can finish the walk, well, then you can donate along the way and we'll do a walk.
Yeah, we, again, we're just
many,
like,
many miles of walk.
We have a very weird job and we have a lot of time in the internet. And it turns out there's a very long street not far from us. What is the name of the street?
It's Washington Street.
So Washington Street is pretty long.
There are many, many Washington streets. Yes?
Yes.
There's one that's the longest in Massachusetts. It's like 61 miles. I'm not doing that.
Right.
So, but I found a stretch of Washington Street that goes
right.
for a little more than 11 miles. So
okay.
A little under a half marathon.
Right.
It goes from Wellesley to Brookline.
Okay.
From like Church Square and Wellesley to the Brookline Library.
Right.
And it's pretty much one straight shot passing through nice neighborhoods, little businesses and squares and things.
Mm-hmm.
And why not walk it?
I've never walked 11 miles in my life, I'm sure.
I haven't walked more than two in a very long time, but.
And so we would do it during the show, though, right?
Yeah.
Is that the plan?
Yeah.
So you just start super early? Could you walk that far in the time of our show?
Yes.
You can.
Why yeah. not?
I mean, I don't know how fast you walk.
I believe in you.
Maybe we should time her in the hallway or something to see how long it takes to walk like 100 meters. And then we can, you know, we'll be able to extrapolate the numbers and see if she can get it done.
Google says I could do it in four.
4 hours?
Uh-huh.
Right.
I believe Google.
Yeah.
I feel like Google and I have a relationship.
Uh-huh.
It has all of my information. But I feel like I need help fleshing the rest of it out.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So we have a street. We don't have it. We're going to have to figure out what day you want to do it.
Yeah.
We need a name. Have we come up with a name for it? I know we were throwing around some ideas. I don't know if we leaned in anything yet or if there was something that resonated with you.
Yeah.
You have something that resonates with you?
I think so.
Okay.
Kennedy's Wicked Long Walk. Right?
I like that.
I'm all in on that.
I like that. Dan Kennedy just walked in and said, oh, I have something for us to play on the air. I didn't tell you about it.
I love that.
That's it. I was like, all right.
I'm all in on this. I love it.
So I feel like we need to set some goals.
Yeah. How much money do you want to raise?
All of it.
Yeah, I know, but we need a number.
I don't know. $5,000?
I was about to say 500, but okay.
500?
Yeah.
No. More than that.
I was about to say
$500.
There are at least dozens of people listening. $500.
I didn't, just a starting place. I wasn't. Okay, 5,000.
I think that is a start.
Yeah.
It's a good start.
All right.
How can we help you?
I don't know. Well, I figure I'll need someone with me. To walk with me who has medical training.
Okay.
But I have an idea for that.
Okay. Yeah, we want you to be safe out there.
Yep. I don't know. I feel like it's a really cool street. It goes through, Wellesley, Natick, Brighton, through to Brookline. It goes through all of those cities.
Right.
I'm going to pass through your main street with shops along the way. So, like, if there's people who have shops along the way, I'd love your support.
Did you get permission?
Permission for what?
To do this?
I don't need permission to walk on a sidewalk.
I guess. I don't know. I feel like.
Do you mean from the cities or from Sal?
But, no.
No.
I'm not worried about Sal. I'm talking about the cities. I mean, if you're...
If it's just me, I'm not causing a ruckus. I'm not bringing 20 million of my folks with me. It's just me.
You don't know. You might get 20 million people inside of you.
This might be like a Forrest Gump thing where people start joining you.
I don't know. Well, let's not talk about that. Shh.
Okay. 617-931-1234. So I guess the big part is going to be you and your help and your ideas, because this is about all that we've come up with.
Yeah.
The rest of it, we don't really know yet. We're just going to kind of...
We need something along the way to...
We're going to source it on the air.
As per tradition on the show, we have half an idea.
Right.
Like, I feel like I can get, our street team kids to follow, have a chase van.
Right.
So that...
That's a good idea.
So
chase
we can have,
vehicle.
Waters and stuff.
Right.
But maybe some cool things along the way, to keep it going.
What if somebody sponsored the chase vehicle that made a donation? Like, if somebody, was like, I'll give you $500 and a business could sponsor the chase vehicle.
Or sponsor
Kennedy's Wicked Long Walk.
I don't know.
Like a title sponsor presented by blah, blah, blah. But they have to donate an X amount of money. I like that idea,
all
too.
All right. I'm here for whatever.
How are we getting the money, by the way? How is that going to happen?
Well, the good people at Samaritans have done that for us. So I have a link. If you want the link, we can send it to you. I'll have it up on all of our social media here in just a little minute.
Okay.
But it'll go right to Samaritans.org, SamaritansHope.org. So
right. Legit. So Dan and I won't be touching any of this?
None of us will be touching
the
money.
That's a good call. Well
directly
played,
directly smart. To Hey Sam.
Smart.
Learn a little bit more about what they do.
Right.
And I think it's a good start.
Mm. Are you gonna train at all or are you just gonna get out there and walk 11 something miles?
I was gonna go for a walk today. Before I can go.
With Elvis? That feels smart.
I take a walk every, a few times
I don't think walking
a week,
across the street to the beach counts.
A few times a week, and I'll do like a mile or two or so, but no.
All right, 617-931-1234. If you have an idea or a suggestion, or you want to know how to help out or volunteer some time or some money, again, you can call or text us 617-931-1234. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Yeah.
Well done, Kennedy.
Oh,
well
I'm
done.
In.
Yeah, well done.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.